Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vikings postgame coverage continues now with Vikings Overtime on FM 100.3 KFAN and the Fan Radio Network. Vikings Overtime is presented by Xfinity, Profile by Sanford, TimberTech, Carboni's Pizzeria, the Hair Restoration Institute, and by Honda. Now, with more postgame coverage of today's Vikings game, here's the Fans, Eric Nordquist, AJ Mansour, and Paul Lambert.
Last week, you needed, what, a few plays to get yourself into field goal range? This week, in overtime, you throw the touchdown and you just end the game. Kirk Cousins, 33 of 48, 373 and three touchdowns. Your Minnesota Vikings win 34 to 28 in overtime. We are here for about 15 seconds. This is going to be like a YouTube ad.
The contrast continue because last week was maybe the longest Vikings overtime we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
and
glad
this week could be the shortest.
I'm glad to be here. I mean, there could be other things I could be doing, but here we are. Vikings
how
win.
How about 17 penalties and overtime?
How about the 96-yard drive with a team that looked like they were all set to end the year?
Yeah.
How did that team start 3-0?
At one point, they had like 130 yards, like in as a team into the fourth quarter.
I think
Christian McCaffrey win the MVP even if he's not on the field?
They should have just put him out there. Christian McCaffrey at 10% is better than some of these guys. Sam Darnold was overthrowing people. Is it Robbie Anderson?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, didn't he bash the team earlier this week?
And he's been having a rough year.
He couldn't hang on to the ball. And then they put together a 96-yard drive, which included, hold on, I have it here in my notes.
Oh, nice.
Which included, which included a 4th and 10 for what, 41 yards? What are they doing? That's how bad it got. But they won.
But
again,
they won.
In weird ways. They should have blown this team out. AJ made the point before we were on because we've been here for an hour waiting. AJ made the point, you don't have that. If that block punt doesn't happen, this is a blowout victory.
Well, it should have been anyways, right? I mean, you're up double digits with just a couple minutes to go. You let a team back in. They get that field goal. So they're up 11. They got that field goal, which they almost had scored a touchdown, right? They were down in the red zone knocking on the door. And they don't get it, so they go for three. They get the three, then they get the touchdown and the 2-point conversion. There's just something with this team right now that they finally scored a couple touchdowns in the second half. Get that monkey off your back. Now this folding like a folding chair situation in the fourth quarter, it needs to be the next thing that they need to get off their back, because coming out of a bye, they don't have a good history of being ready, being awake, being up to the big task, especially on a national stage Sunday night against a Dallas team that looks pretty good. They won, but they didn't necessarily take us into the bye feeling good.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, you're 3-3, so you know how much worse it could be. And then you also think about how much better it could be. As great as Kirk's been in late game and clutch situations,
been lights out.
The rest of the team hasn't followed suit in various aspects. This is 2 weeks in a row where we had to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. After having double-digit wins.
Teams.
Yeah, we were up 10 with 420 or something like that last week against the Lions. We got to kick the game winner. This week, we force overtime after being up 11 with like 6 minutes left or under five before they kicked that field goal that AJ was talking about. This thing's disjointed. It's disorganized. And it's just not right. So, offensively, you're excited because you did get those scores in the second half today. But then the penalties are up again. Ole Udo has just been disastrous.
Right.
Yeah. With these penalties and just, we're not moving the defensive line enough, I don't think, specifically when we're running to the right. Like, Dalvin was back today, but it was a grind at times. There is a lack of confidence because I don't want to get into a shootout with the Cowboys. I don't want to get into a shootout where if our run defense is going to keep hedging, triple-digit numbers on a weekly basis.
With Zeke and Pollard coming at you
in 3 weeks, you want to go to Baltimore.
who had
and deal with that monster.
They had three running backs score touchdowns.
So it's just, you know, you're glad that you're getting the victories, and then things like with what Kirk's doing, and Thielen was just amazing today.
Yeah,
Jefferson had his moments despite the fumble. Like, there are some really positive things that are happening, but defensively, I still just don't get it.
Either
and
do I
can't figure out why we're putting ourselves in these spots, and it's really it's very, very annoying and irritating.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna break. Come back. We will
already.
Talk, yeah, we already are. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this game. We'll go around the league. A dominant performance by the only undefeated team left in the league. That, of course, is the Arizona Cardinals, who just destroyed the Browns 37-14. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, there was a lot of positivity in this game, but as Nordo and AJ both said, just weird things. You put bad teams away, but the Vikings seem to do it in weird ways. We'll talk all about that when we come back. It's Vikings over.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fan.
Your Minnesota Vikings win 34-28. We've got some barn burners in the afternoon games. Of course, Dallas and New England, which I didn't think would be this close, but Dallas is down one. New England leads 21-20. Dak just dropped it. Oh, I thought that was going to be to somebody, went to nobody. But Dallas is down one, and then the other, like we said, AJ, before the show, weird that there were only three afternoon games.
Right.
I mean, the awful London game. Those London fans and Andy, I mean, they love it, but Jacksonville is basically their home team. But how about how, and I think this is right, Miami called a timeout with like 5 seconds left, and then they said, well, screw it, we're going to throw a short pass. Jacksonville does, and they kick the game-winning field goal. Just a disaster in Miami. Those teams are, I think, combined 1-10 or something. They're both horrid.
Yeah, then they don't move the football. It's nope. Just, it's ugly to watch, and that's kind of what you're getting at. But it was gross. It set up for a weird afternoon, too, which is the three games going on. And this is the only good one, right? The other ones are blowouts.
Yeah, the other ones are bad. But, Nordo, back to the Vikings game. The one positive and maybe the greatest thing and maybe some, the oh, sorry, let me start over. Maybe the greatest and maybe the worst thing for Vikings fans is the one guy a lot of them dislike is playing lights out. I mean, Cousins is 33 of 48, 373, three touchdowns. He leads them down the field. He gives them the chance again at the game-winning field goal, of course, missed. And then he drives him down the field and throws that beautiful pass to K.J. Osborne for the touchdown, which was just a dime to K.J. Osborne.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And he's just, I mean, the guy's on fire, minus last week, but he led them down, and they got the game-winning field goal. He only threw the one touchdown, but this today was lights out.
Yeah, through the balance of games, there are imperfections with this offense. And that was what kind of led the talker on the radio show 9 to noon throughout the week, is the idea of Kirk finally getting more autonomy at the line. And it was something that PA and I have kind of thought about ever since Gary Kubiak mentioned it. We do those daily Vikings reports. We have the interview. You guys do the same thing. You play a snippet each day. And it was a year or two ago, and PA asked Kubiak, basically like, hey, you know, does Kirk get an opportunity to kind of check into XYZ plays or call his home plays? And Gary, there was just this weird 3 seconds of silence, and Gary says, we're getting there.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And so, like, the idea that, and what sprung out of this Lions game most recently and the thought about it is, something's disconnected with the play calling mix and Clint Kubiak and this offense. And that's great that it's his first year. That is technically an excuse or a validation, sure, of imperfections with the offense. But it doesn't really make Vikings fans, doesn't make me feel great about the fact that we want this team to go to the playoffs and be a February-type contender. And we're seeing these sorts of inadequacies, lack of execution, lulls in games that are long-lasting and detrimental, and putting this team in spots where they got to be clutch. But Kirk in the late stages of games is fantastic. So when there's not a chance to really huddle up and design or scheme and they just have to go and it's instinct and Kirk is just out there firing, he's on time and he's on fire and he's amazing and he's been fantastic in clutch. And so that's, you know, again, trying to pick through things that you were happy about or not happy about into the bye. Kirk certainly would be on the positive side.
I don't mean to get too far ahead of everybody here because obviously we're starting to figure whether or not they're going to be in the playoffs. And that's, you know, most people are at that point. But if we go one step further and we look to next season, have we turned the page on, are we excited that Kirk has another year under contract? Before the season, everyone was trying to figure out how to buy him out, how to trade out of that final year, how to get through that and move on, turn the page completely with this offense. I think that we are to a different standpoint in Kirk's time with this team where we look forward to next year and think that even with the money spent, that it's a good thing to keep him as the quarterback.
You know what, AJ?
What's that?
We'll answer that after the break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
KFAN.
Vikings overtime. Vikings win 34-28. They beat the Panthers. Both teams are now 3-3.
Whoa! Jake's got another.
Tackle him.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Trayvon Diggs.
Is that his sixth?
I think it's his seventh interception.
That. Yeah,
seventh or eighth.
They pick six this time.
And at least his second touchdown.
Yeah, good.
So here's the situation. Dallas went for a 51-yard field goal during the break. They missed it.
Which, by the way, in terms of coaching decisions, if anybody has been pissed at like how we've handled some things,
yeah.
McCarthy not going on fourth and one there is
Zeke,
ridiculous.
With Zeke
the way that he's playing right now?
Put them both in the backfield.
So stupid, McCarthy.
To one of them. Yeah, I mean,
McCarthy just got bailed out by his defense.
Yeah. Zerline missed it wide left. New England gets the ball back with like 2:44 left or something like that.
And
they're driving and
but
two plays in, they throw an interception.
We said it during the break. Here's the difference. Why I think you kicked the field goal. You know who's not on the other side of the field anymore? Tom Brady.
Right.
Who cares? You let Mac Jones move his way down the field. Who cares?
Now you put the boot on the throat. If Vikings fans are pissed that we are trying to close out games, that's precisely why you go for it on fourth and one, is because they have Mac Jones. And if you miss it, now you got three timeouts and you're actually 8 yards closer to their end because you didn't have the field goal.
Right.
So
you're in a better position.
Yeah, I think just a terrible decision. But Trayvon Diggs now, into the game.
And they missed the 2-point conversion.
So 5-point game, 26-21.
Oh, here we go.
2:27 left.
So even though the Vikings won, they're 3-3. They've won two straight. They beat two bad teams, but they're 3-3.
Yeah.
They've got a gauntlet of a schedule coming up with the next six games are tough. I mean, with Dallas and the Ravens, we've been over it, 40 times, but there's a lot of positivity. The quarterbacks played well. Dalvin played really well. The move CJ Ham put on that 30-yard run was just sweet.
That? Yeah.
That catch Adam Thielen made in the corner of the end zone was
sweet.
Did
you see the video that Ben got?
No.
So Ben Lieber, he's on the sidelines. He was right in that corner of the end zone right by that pylon. I put it on, for sure, the Vikings blog, maybe the Power Trip page as well, but he got video that he grabs for Instagram or whatever from that corner. So he got the reverse angle of the Adam Thielen catch.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, great throw and everything.
You can see all his feet down. You can see the catch come in solid. Just crazy.
But what worries you, Nordo, that we just keep having to bail these teams out because the defense, I mean, that 96.
Well, what about the tees, Paul?
Oh, yeah, the tees. Sorry, I forgot.
I think it's too early, by the way.
For the Kirk thing?
On the Kirk thing, only because, here's what I'll say. The combination of Kirk playing really well and the fact that Kellen Mond, it showed us nothing.
Nothing.
In regard to
him.
So
when you say it's too early.
So I guess.
Too early to what? I'm sorry.
Correct. Too early would be the wrong way to put it. In response to the idea of, Are we still thinking about
next year?
He's the
quarterback
still
next
thinking
year for sure.
And that's, there we go.
Okay, gotcha.
For sure.
Yeah, because Mond is not.
I mean, no other option.
Mond's 20 miles away.
Yeah, he's the quarterback for sure next year, and I wouldn't be shocked. I know it's early, but I love talking about it. If they take another quarterback in the draft at some point, but that's
I would say it's
away.
More. I would say it's more likely that he gets another contract extension.
I
that
agree
Kirk
with you.
Does,
yeah.
And that they knock down that cap number next year.
Correct.
Right.
I think that's the most,
number, right.
Yeah.
Of anything that happens, I think that's the most likely thing.
I think he retires as a Viking.
He might.
I think he does.
And I think that the fans should be okay with
it. I think
with
they
him
should
be here in an extension.
They lose,
like
this.
They lose both.
It's
they're
not him.
They're 1-5 without him.
Right. And isn't there a big TV deal around the corner, too, that's going to move some of this money?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. We've been saying that. These hits are just different.
How about the offensive line?
Oh, my gosh. Is that Jacoby Myers? Who's that?
Now Diggs gets beat.
Badly.
Diggs
and
went
just
for
as we hammer Mac Jones, he throws
they
a
just scored
dime.
A touchdown, 75 yards.
Man, I wonder what the over is. 75 yard touchdown.
And now they have to go for two to make it a 3-point game.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
And that was Diggs. Somebody just got paid on the over.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Right? Diggs went for the headhunt there and ran right past him.
Yeah.
Or was he going for the interception?
I don't know.
The interception.
Probably the interception.
Yeah, he goes underneath for the interception.
Yeah, he did.
And the safety came up.
He thought that guy was coming over the top to hammer him.
So the defense worries me in big spots. I mean, similarly to what we saw there, which just shouldn't happen.
No, that's
terrible.
That's a high school play.
What we've seen the last couple of games should not happen.
No.
And we give, you know, it's just miscues. Again, I just think.
But it's against bad teams, though, Nordo.
And that's
the scary part.
Right. But, and so through six games, you just can't say, you can say Kirk's been amazing. And Dalvin, when he's healthy, we know that can be good. But he hasn't been healthy, and he hasn't been great, and he chipped his way to 140 today. We love it. He was good against Arizona, but otherwise he hasn't been available.
Yeah.
This defense, or just this team in general, playing down to competition, these are all signs. The penalties, late-stage mistakes, the fumble by Madison a week ago, the 96-yard drive today, these are all signs of just a mediocre team.
Right? Yeah.
So, frankly, we should be 3-3. The missed kicks in big spots.
Well said, yeah.
We are a mediocre team until we prove otherwise. If we do this to the Dallas Cowboys in a big spot, primetime 2 weeks from now, we come out of there with a win, that's a different... Now it's like, okay, coming out... Like, you have to win that game two weeks from tonight.
Are both teams... I think this was talked about Friday on the Power Trip. Are both teams going into the bye?
Yes,
they are,
I think
the
Cowboys are as well.
Yep.
They go into a bye with a loss here, now that they're down by three with 2-11 left.
Yeah.
That changes their outlook as well, a little bit, too.
But if you just look at the NFC standings, though, there are a bunch of teams where we are at, where they're 3-3.
Yeah.
They're middling. And so now's the time. The problem is we have a gauntlet between this with the Cowboys into Baltimore, and then I think you're like hosting the Packers, then you're at the Chargers, who are unbelievable at home. Like,
but how about now, though? That Bengals loss doesn't look like a bad loss anymore.
Not as bad.
They're a good team. They're 4-2. They've played nobody. They should be 5-1.
Any game
they should have beat the Pack with all those missed kicks.
Shouldn't have fumbled week one. Make a 37-yard kick week two. You're 5-2.
Yeah, good point. 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah,
you're 5-1 at that point.
Math is hard.
I'm well aware.
Math
we got about
terrible.
A minute and a half left. AJ, what's on KFN.com?
A lot of reactions. You know, find some good things to pull from this thing. Jack Day's going to get his five observations up for the game. That video of Adam Thielen. That reverse angle, all the interviews from the post game, and then we'll continue with that analysis as we break this thing down.
Nordo, what's on 9 to noon?
It's a montage. It's calls. It's wrapping this thing up and looking forward to the bye week, how the team needs to get better.
Your Minnesota Vikings win 34-28 against the Panthers. Both teams are 3-3. That's the Vikings' first road win of the season. Kirk Cousins, 373. And three touchdowns. Cook, 140 and a touchdown. And Adam Thielen, 126 and a touchdown. We are back in a couple of weeks. We are not on next week because it's the bye week. And the week after that, the Minnesota Vikings take on these Dallas Cowboys that are on our TV in the Sunday night game at 7:15. I think we're back when they play Baltimore, but that's in 3 weeks. Plenty to talk about tomorrow on the Power Trip. Gabe Henderson and Ben Lieber join us. It'll be fun to react to the Vikings win, get their thoughts, and, of course, talk to Ben about that sweet touchdown catch by Adam Thielen. It's AJ, it's Nordo, it's me, it's Max. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.